Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
We're the word association. We heard the implication. Dessert, evaluation. We're the word association. We heard the implication. Dessert, evaluation. We're the word association.
Well, hello, governors. Welcome back to everyone's favorite game show. Blimey! That's right, we have two chaps here. Why don't you say your names?
Yeah, I'll go first. My name is Henry Maguire.
And Henry, what do you do for a living?
Well, what I do is, do you know pigs?
Oi?
Yeah, so I grab a pig, wrestle him to the ground, snap his neck, and send him off the way down the river.
Ho ho! You do that for a living?
For a living.
I call that a Thursday.
But they say, if you do what you love, you never walk a day in your life.
That's right. All right. And what's your name, chap?
Oh, my name is... Sorry. I thought I was going to sneeze. My name is David Lester.
All right, David. Where are you from?
Well, I'm from right here.
And that is?
Listen to her accent. What I wouldn't give to sound so educated.
Oh, no. It's just my parents sounded like this. I haven't had a lick of schooling.
You never went to school once.
Are Prince ears?
No, not a lick, not a lick, no. Just listen to what my parents said and try to sound like them.
And sorry, you said as a prize for this, what are you say, game show? That my kid might live past 11 years old?
Yeah, that's correct.
Worth playing.
We have a secret antidote that if you win today's game show, you give it to your child, you give it to yourself, whoever you like, and they'll live another 15 to 20 years.
No matter what ails him?
No matter what ails him.
Huh.
The game show is simple, gentlemen. I put a picture up on the board. First one to buzz in and say, blimey, is the winner.
Now, quick question.
Do we buzz in and say, blimey, or do we buzz in by saying, blimey?
That was also
you
my question.
You have to buzz in, and then you have to say, blimey, and then you have to, of course, give your reason for saying, blimey, okay?
All right.
All right, yep. Here we go.
Sounds good.
First picture's on the board. It's a man in a rain slicker walking
Buzz.
A dog.
Buzz.
Yes.
Blimey. That's a man in a rain slicker walking a dog.
And why does it bly you?
What?
Why does it bly you?
Why
Buzz
does it...
Blimey.
Yes, David.
Oh, well, that dog's just going to get wet. He should have a raincoat too.
Ding, 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 ding. That is correct.
Oh,
that is correct.
The King's Bell. It's the King's Bell. Everyone back to work. Oh, wait. I thought that ding, ding, ding was...
No, it's just the bell for the game. Oh, okay, second picture on the board.
Right.
It is a lady leaving a store. She's got a grocery bag, and there's a baguette hanging out of it.
Oh, what witchcraft is that bread? Buzz.
Yes.
Blimey, that must be some sort of witchcraft that bread is. It's like, that bread is as tall as a man. Did I get it right?
We'll accept it. We look to the judges. We'll accept it.
That was it.
I had to ask the judges.
Right. Okay.
I had to mail away a pigeon to the judge and ask him if it worked. That's why it took so long.
You mailed a pigeon?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, I think you're supposed to let him fly.
The pigeon was the pigeon was female, and then I put a little dick on it.
All right.
Huh.
Hmm.
All right, last one. This is a tiebreaker.
Oh, boy.
Final picture.
Shouldn't it be called a bliebreaker?
Yeah, it's good.
Just spitballing.
Yeah, okay.
Isn't it?
So we got a bly score, and this will be the bliebreaker.
All right.
All right, it's a picture of a man, and he's dancing, but the record isn't turning.
Buzz?
Yes.
Blimey, shouldn't the record be dancing too?
What's the devil's work it is? And I means to stop it. Grabs this guy, grabs the other contestant, breaks his neck, sends him down the river. Well,
we have a winner.
Well, let me just grab this antidote and let me just break this guy's neck. Throw him in the river. Oh, look at this. I've got a little male pigeon too. Come here, buddy. Tweedledee-dee, tweedledee-dum. It's off to the Ward Association. I'm out of Roy.
Old Brett Lyons.
An old bro, what?
And this is the Word Association. What if we kept these accents up the whole time?
Yes. It would be hard to do, because...
What if we did?
Rob could almost not even do it from the start.
I do like the, hello, welcome to the game show, and then Rob being, oh, I do say, like, the upper crust Oxford trained.
I didn't, you know, I don't...
Bother, father. I thought bother, if
I could, I could maybe do that one. The other one, I don't know if I could really do it, so I...
It's hard to do.
You know, it is. It is. I'm not a man of many voices.
What's the opposite of Mel Blanc? Well, let's fill in the Mel Blanc with our first word. My word today is, and this, I don't know if this fits in with our opening improv. My word today is nautical. Nautical.
Ooh.
Having to do with maritime or sailors or the high seas.
Absolutely. And also just, I'm thinking of Nautica right away. And that is just a brand. You walk through Macy's and you see a lot of Nautica stuff, but I don't see a lot of people wearing Nautica.
No, it's like the poor man's.
Wow.
I don't think it's cheap, though. I don't think Nautica
is
cheap.
No, it is cheap. It is cheap. It is cheap.
Wait, it's the poor man's what? Ralph Lauren?
Like a
polo
wear.
Is high class, but if you're on the seas, you're low class, is what you're saying? Because I think
you're below deck.
That and Brett, would be you can, great if Nautica had like a cheap off brand, it should be called Below Deck.
Should be their underwear or their pants.
That is true.
It should be.
Below Dick?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the socks would be Below Dick.
Excuse me?
The socks. So the underwear would be called Below Deck, but if you bought socks...
You're wearing your underwear and pants all wrong, Brett.
Yeah, like, I was going to say, that's right not the way I wear socks, friend. They go all the way up to my thighs.
Just ask Flea.
Yeah, but they're below your dick.
And Brett, you can below me, because I don't think Nautica is the poor man's anything.
Well, I feel like Nautica, Tommy Hilfiger, Calvin Klein, there are a lot of brands in there I just don't see out in the world. Although I will say I do like a Calvin Klein dress shirt. They're pretty good for wearing for like a suit and stuff.
Yeah, that's true. I get mine at Nordstrom's Rack.
Now we're talking.
The poor man's Nordstrom.
It is, yeah.
Do you know what the Filene's Basement, that was always the one, do you know the department store Filene's?
Yeah.
Filene's Basement you don't really say, I mean, you can't say it in any, like, more clear than, this is the shitty stuff.
Yes.
it's the basement. And the store is above ground. So it's the quality is the basement. You're not going downstairs. It's the quality.
Yeah.
That should be the slogan.
You have some nice clothes here, Filene? Well, you should go see the basement. There's some real shitty stuff down there.
And some like really high-end stuff would be in Filene's attic.
Yes. Filene's crawl space.
I think it's been kind of debunked a little bit that all these... quote unquote like knockoff stores like Ross Dress for Less and Marshalls and like your Nordstrom Rack, TJ Maxx, that those are not, we were always led to believe that those were like high end clothes that were discounted and whatever. And I think it's been pretty debunked that like, no, those are clothes that are made specifically for those stores that look like they're good, but they're really not.
Huh?
There was a store in Pittsburgh called Gabriel's. And that was what it was. I mean, you would go and be like, oh, that looks really cool. Oh, the buttons don't quite line up, but it's cheap. You know, everything is maybe like a sleeve is a little off, like that kind of stuff. Like all the factory defects would go to Gabriel's.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying like there's been some things as far as like you'll see, this is specifically at like Ross or Marshall's. You'll see like, let's say like you'll see like a a Manchester United jersey.
Okay.
And like a lot of times it's not, this wasn't a real thing. This wasn't like, oh, this was at a nice store and now it's been sent down here. It was specifically made to be sold at the lower end place. And they put a fake price at like, oh, original retail, this was $70 and I'm getting it for $20.
And you like look in the logo. It's not true. You look at the logo really closely and it says Manchester by the Sea. You're like, wait a minute.
Exactly.
Wait a minute.
It says Manchester on the back?
Yeah, it's just a man trying to pull a gun out of a holster with his mouth open.
If I wear it for too long, I start crying?
Yeah. Like, a lot of those stores are fake. No, they are.
What do you
they
mean
are.
They're
I've seen
fake?
Several.
Well, hold on, Brett. Just, if a store is selling something that's not fake, and two, I don't understand. I believe what Rob is saying in terms of like, if there's a defect in X amount of, if they're like, we're making this new jersey and the last 80 were defects, I absolutely believe they ship them to stores where they can offload them versus charging full price. But I don't believe factories, any clothing factory or textile factory, are purposely making shoddy work to sell at Marshalls.
I believe TJ Maxx and Marshalls is like overstock stuff that didn't sell.
Okay.
I think you could go
I'm
like-
I'm saying that-
Yeah.
I'm just saying that these, the clothes that are, some of the clothes that are in this store-
Yeah.
Were never at another store.
Yeah. Well,
they were sent to Ross or Marshalls. Yeah. And so the price tag that it's like, oh, at this regular store, it would be $80, but here at Ross it's like $20. I'm just saying that those clothes never went from a nice store down to the Ross.
Yeah,
they were always destined to go to Ross.
If you go to an outlet mall, I feel like that's the difference, because if you ever go to like a J. Crew outlet, the shirts don't feel right, or the Banana Republic outlet. Like those, I think, are specifically made for like Under Armour outlet. It's a different quality altogether.
Rob, I think you're going to haunted J. Crew. This shirt doesn't feel right.
You talking about J-Boo?
Of course, J-Boo.
Yeah, it's like, oh, there's cobwebs in this shirt. It's so spooky.
If you don't help me now, I say, fuck you, J-Boo. I do it myself. A little Major League one.
Yeah. If you go to those stores, don't believe the hype of like, oh, I'm getting a deal because at a regular store, this was $90 and they're selling it for $10. It never was at the regular store. It was always, it's just a lie that it was somewhere for $90.
Mm.
But I've seen stuff at Marshall's where it's like a MLB Cubs jersey or something, and it has like MLB tags and everything. So you're saying the MLB makes...
It is a shittier quality shirt than what you would buy in like the Cubs store, but it never was at the Cubs store. And like we never sold it. We'll send it down to you. It was always destined to be a Ross item from the place they shipped it from. So like you can't it's a lie that that's $100.
So I thought my word was there. I thought my word would have us talking about like pirates and like yo-ho and like beer, but now I'm just fucking furious at Brett.
Why, that Cubs store burned down 30 years ago. This couldn't have been. A Moises Alou jersey? No, couldn't be there back then, my friend.
No more Garcia Parra.
But I will go back to nautical because I like going on boats. It's fun to be out on the sea. Oh, what do you
really?
Would you ever have like a nautical party?
Ooh.
Maybe, right? Go on a boat and be naughty
calls. Have a sleepover, make some naughty calls.
Naughty calls. Prank calls on a boat.
Here, I'll show you, Rob. Here's an example of what we would do. So this is if I threw a naughty calls party. It's ringing. It's ringing. It's ringing. Yar, who this be?
This is Michael Sampson.
Oh, Michael Sampson, and are you on a boat right now? Fingers crossed, fingers crossed.
No, I'm in my office.
Your office is sinking in the Atlantic Ocean.
I'm in Iowa, it's landlocked.
Fuck you! You try and gaslight them into thinking they're a pirate or a sailor, or you just start singing She Santies.
Could you, the goal of that to be get that person so mad they start yelling at you like a pirate? They just take on the voice and they don't even realize they're doing it.
That would be fun.
That would be really fun. All right. So we should have
No one's ever done a naughty call. I mean, that's a
thing.
Yeah, I'd like a naughty call party.
We're going to have the first TWA-sponsored naughty call. We're going to rent a boat out of Orlando.
Nice.
Not Orlando. I think that's not near the ocean. Let's go Tampa.
We're going to rent a boat out of Cedar Rapids.
We're going to take the rivers down to the till we get to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yes, 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 yes. Here's something. I don't know if this is true or not, but what I've been told from, I don't know, a book I read or something, is that pirates had patches, not because they lost an eye. And of course, pirates, the pirate slogan, eye before sea, especially if you've only one. They said that pirates wore patches to acclimate their eyes when they went from like above deck to below decks. Because it's like being, if you're out in the sun during the day and then you go below decks to where there's like no light, you swap the patch from your left eye to your right. And that way your eye is already.
So that was like the first sunglasses.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, because you got to feel like there wasn't a lot of guys. There wasn't a lot of guys losing eyes back then.
Oh, absolutely there were.
And what was the advantage of the peg leg?
So the peg leg, if you put
we learned this. It's for Cracker Barrel.
If you put a mop on it.
Right.
What would be your pirate name?
Ooh, okay. So there's a lot
It has to somehow tie into your current name.
Mm.
So it could be like Long Bob Silver?
Could it be?
There you go.
Long Bob Silver. Could it be Refirate? Adel Refirate?
Oh, I like that.
It's right there.
A Refirate's life for me.
I love this. Yahoo, Yahoo, Refirate's life for me. And I'm just Googling shit. I don't use Yahoo, of course.
Or I could be Whitebeard.
Whitebeard is great.
Yeah, that's good.
Robber the White. What else? Brett, what would be yours?
Iron Lions.
Iron Lions?
Old Iron Lions. They say he's been hit by 22 cannonballs.
Yeah, I know. It'd be a boat. It'd be boat themed.
And it taint hurt him much.
Instead of Iron Lions, you want to be like Dry Clean Lions?
Wow, Rob, it's wild when sometimes you stoop to my level of comedy.
I know, but I just had to say it.
How is it the captain always has the crispest shirts?
Light starch.
Starch.
We all raced this.
Raced it. We could not get to starch. We all had to get so bad.
Starch. Tale be told that he forgot his ticket. And he has to wear the same shirt forever.
What? I feel like Rob probably doesn't know about this. I feel like Brett probably does. What was it like 5 years ago, 4 years ago? Time has no meaning anymore. Weren't like dirges big? Like pirate songs were coming back? Like there's some guy
huge on TikTok. Like it was like one specific song.
Yeah,
too,
it was a
and
guy
people
singing.
Were recording it. Like,
is an Irish guy maybe singing like a wailing song, and everyone was like, this is the future. And it was like, you could not go anywhere without hearing it. And people were remixing it and all this stuff.
There was like a club banger that was like, yeah, no, that I actually, yeah.
No.
You're right on the timing. I feel like that was only like 2 years ago, honestly.
And people were like, this is it. And then I never heard a single, except for the Decemberists. I haven't heard another pirate-esque song. Ever.
No.
The only pirates I know about is, like I mentioned, the Kira Sedgwick, Kevin Bacon movie.
Wow, and Rob, you're from Pittsburgh. It's embarrassing.
Unbelievable. Roberto Clemente, heard of him?
Yeah, no, I am a Pirates fan, even though it's pointless. I am.
Did he die in a plane crash?
Helicopter, yeah.
Helicopter, wow.
Yeah, interesting fact that you might not find interesting, but I do. Neil Walker, who played for the Pirates for a number of years, his father played for the Pirates, was in Puerto Rico with Clemente. And Clemente, he was like, hey, I'm going to get on this helicopter with you. Because Clemente was like delivering goods to people. He was like doing humanitarian work.
Yeah.
And Clemente's like, no. You're single. It's New Year's Eve. You stay here and have fun. I'll do this one. We'll do the next one. And the helicopter went down.
Oh,
wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Isn't it the same thing? Like, wasn't it the same thing with Richie Valli and the Big Bopper and Buddy Holly?
Yeah, they were the helicopter. They were humanitarian aid. No, but yeah, their plane did go
like,
down.
It was a thing where they were supposed to do something else, but they're like, oh shit, we have to, like their bus broke down or something like that.
Oh,
I remember.
Man. I watched La Bamba and I don't remember.
I thought it was something like we weren't supposed to be on this.
Oh. I think Richie
Valens. But we had to do it.
One of them did not want to fly because they didn't like flying. And I think it was something where they're like, there's no buses out. I don't know if it was a snowstorm, whatever it was.
Oh.
I think you're right, Brett, where it's like at least one person was not supposed to be on there. I don't know if it was all of them.
Yeah, something like that.
How bad would you feel if you were like one of the people who were like, come on, just get in the plane. And then as it's going down, you're like, oh, I'm an asshole.
Would you apologize?
So
I'd apologize.
Bad. I would be yelling, I'm sorry. Yeah, I would be.
That's brutal. I will say, Rob, growing up, the Pittsburgh Pirates, to be exact, always had the most fun names to say. Bobby Bonilla.
Bobby Bonilla, sure.
Doug Drabeck.
Drabeck, great.
Andy Van Dyke. Yeah. Barry Bonds, I think, was a lot of just like...
Wait, did you say Andy Van what?
Andy Van Dyke? Van Slyke.
Not Dick Van Slyke. Andy Van Slyke, yep.
Oh, it wasn't Dick Van Dyke's son who played for the Pirates? Now, let me ask you a question.
Mike LaValliere was another fun one.
Is there a history in Pittsburgh about Pirates?
Ooh. No,
I don't. Is that how the name came to be, or was it just like, it sounds cool?
Pirate Steelers? We're going to steal your gold. No, there's a steel city.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't. There probably is.
We're the penguins of the Antarctic, and we're going to steal your seal blubber.
The pirates of Western Pennsylvania. No, I don't know. I don't know.
We're the pirates of Penguin Sants.
I think there was a hockey team actually called the Pittsburgh Pirates first, but I might be wrong about that. I don't honestly remember. Well, you've been on cruises, Adel, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Brett, you obviously lived the life of a cruise man for a long time.
Sure.
Yeah.
Cruise's assistant. Tom Cruise's assistant for several years.
And then Penelope after. And I think I've only been on one cruise ship, but that was the only time in my life where you do look around and just see water. That's the only time I've ever had that.
Terrifying.
And that is a very weird feeling to be like, I don't know where I am. You're just truly out to sea.
I did like 3 transatlantic cruises where we left Barcelona and then went to New York or went to Miami.
Okay.
And those were 13-day cruises on water and you didn't make stops.
13 days on water?
Shut up.
Wow.
But no stops. That's a long time to just be moving on a boat.
Correct. And also, you would go up on deck and there's, for days, you don't see anything. It's just water.
That's crazy.
And that's kind of a little bit frightening sometimes.
Yes.
Could you, the thought of having to jump in that water, I honestly, if there was a pistol there, I don't think I could do it. I don't think I could jump in that water.
I mean, you have to think, no wonder people get lost at sea because whatever happens. But it's like, we were at sea for 13 days and like we didn't see any land. We didn't see anything for so many days. It's like, I get it. Like, I don't know how you got out that far, like whatever you're doing on your small boat. But like, I can get how people get lost at sea because it's just endless.
Yeah, it's terrifying. It's space. It's space on Earth.
It is.
It's space on Earth.
Because you look at a map and you're like, oh, you go from here to here. But then when you're actually in the middle of the ocean and you're just like, there's nothing around us. If anything happened, we're all fucked. If you've ever seen the movie Open Waters, I don't recommend it.
No, I don't think I can watch it.
Yeah. Can't watch it.
Blah. Blah.
Yeah, can't watch that.
Sharks, I've said this too many times on this podcast. Sharks is somehow has become my number one fear when it shouldn't
be. Sharks is my fear. Sharks, 100%.
I live in Illinois.
100%. Yeah. We don't live anywhere near the ocean.
Yeah.
Always on shark alert.
Oh, I hate it.
Always on shark alert.
Where would you?
I think that's also true. It's like 70% of the ocean hasn't been not discovered, but like
explored.
Explored, yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
That's an insane.
Well, anytime they find something new on land, it's like, we found this new type of bee. And it's like the bees we know, but it's a little cuter. Like its eyes are a little rounder. Like it's a little more like has softer hairs on its feet. And then when they find something new in the ocean, they're like,
straight death.
This motherfucker looks like Ziggy on a bender. It has trees for legs and knives for eyes.
Yeah. Do you ever think of like, what's the scariest thing to think about? And guess what? We just found that in the ocean.
Yeah.
Would you, I think everybody would pick flying, but if you were given the choice of the ability to fly or the ability to like breathe underwater, what would you, so you could just go to the depths of the ocean if you wanted to, or
fly.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I think everybody, it takes a really, I think like James Cameron would choose the water one, but I don't know if anybody else
seems obsessed. I'd fly my ass into the fucking sun because I don't want either of those powers. I do think I have an idea for a Marvel comic one-off. You guys know Aquaman, he talks to fish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want Marvel to be like, we're going to give you a shot. Here you get one storyline, one issue of a comic book. And I want it to be Aquaman and his only power is he can like call Trey Anastasio and like ask for a favor.
Yeah, dude.
Either that or you could be like another superhero could be, let me try to think of some. I don't know. Nikki Scarola. Because he sleeps with the fishes.
He's dead? No, he's a sick bastard. He sleeps with the fish.
Absolutely.
He's Herbert. Down there fucking fish all the time. He's got a real problem.
Yeah. I wouldn't eat caviar if you were you. That might be Nicky Stromola. No. Kids.
I did just look it up, and apparently it's not a great name. The Pirates, like the Penguins, were the result of a selection committee sifting through suggestions made by local fans. So that is is the team name origin.
Maybe a lot of pirates in the area were like, we should all write it in.
Come on, strengthen numbers.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more The Word Association.
After these commercials.
After this break.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we are back. Thank you so much. Before we get into our next word, I will. That's weird. There's like a.
What is it?
Brad, what a bird looking through my window.
Whoa, like a parrot?
Yeah. No. Well, yeah. It's kind of a parrot.
Like a pirate parrot?
Mail. Wait, hold on. He's saying mail time. Wait.
Oh, I heard it. Mail time. He said mail time.
Mail time.
No, Brad, it's pretty clear. Where are you confused?
Is he saying, what's he saying?
He's saying mail time. It's pretty.
Sounds like mail time.
Mail time.
I'm.
What? I can't.
I'm on Zoom with you. It's crystal clear. Mail time.
Mail time.
What are you?
I think he's saying whale time. Mail time. I think he's saying whale time, which is weird.
Well, then sing a little song about whale time.
It's mail time. Oh, it is. It's whale mail time.
Whale mail. Ooh, that's a good sonar. Thank you.
Yes, that's right, folks. It is mail time. And I have an email from Jake, and he says, banana fun fact. Hey, guys, you can use my name. It's Jake. I was listening to episode 29, and you all were talking about bananas, and one of you claimed to have never heard about banana shortages. I believe it might have been me. Well, fun history fact. In the 1950s, almost all bananas around the world were wiped out by a disease, so there was a shortage. These bananas were a variety dubbed Big Mike. Because the disease was so devastating.
Hold on.
I don't think you clouded at me, but that's fucking crazy. It. Because of the disease was so devastating, producers had to abandon the Big Mike and instead adopt a new kind of banana called the Cavendish banana that is more disease resistant. It's wild to think that the yellow bananas we eat today are not the same variety our grandparents grew up with. So don't ever take bananas for granted. Thanks for the show. That's
mind-blowing.
Hey, guys.
Big Mike.
I have some bad news. You're all laid off. Banana factory shutting down. All the bananas got polio. cured in humans. Didn't even think about it. Didn't even think to do that for bananas. What diseases were the bananas getting?
How do you go from Big Mike to Cavendish?
I don't know.
I feel like there should have been like a, right?
What's that banana look to? It kind of looks like Big Mike's dick. Can we just call it Big Mike?
Yeah, like Silly Luke? Or just keep it going, right? But no, right to Cavendish.
Yeah, no one even used banana. So my word today, inspired by Jake's email.
Sorry, real quick, Julia, edit in me saying peelio instead of polio.
My word today is ripe.
Ooh, ripe banana. That's Harry Belafonte.
Yeah, exactly. I used to never really get bananas, but now that I have a child, we get bananas all the time. Because
I thought you may have never understood them.
Oh, yeah, I didn't get them. I didn't get them. They were green.
What's
and they were
the
yellow.
Deal with this?
Oh, they're green? And then they're yellow?
Why do I have to undress the fruit? Can't it come naked? Why do I have to seductively peel its clothes off?
I didn't ask for a job.
All right, sorry, go ahead.
So we get bananas all the time now, and now I'm just in a constant race against time as to, when they ripen. I feel like in the store, they always last longer, Mm-hmm. But when I get him home, I feel like I got like T minus like 4 days they're just going the other way. But now I've been looking for like banana hacks.
Brett.
Apparently you're supposed to like put a little hat on the banana.
Hmm. Can I let you know on a little secret that Big Grocery doesn't want you to know?
What's that?
The reason you think they last longer in the store is because you're only in the store looking at bananas for 3 or 4 minutes and then you go home. So when you leave, those bananas start to age.
I mean, I guess. I don't know. I have to tag a banana. Next time I'm in the store, I'll tag a banana and I'll see how long it lasts. But either way, they do sell a thing. Apparently, you're supposed to cover up that stem on top. And it makes them last longer, apparently.
I saw a video of the way a monkey eats a banana, and they don't open it from the top. They open it from the bottom.
That's how I open it. I pinch it from the bottom.
Yeah. I never knew that. I always thought you grab the stem and peel down, but the monkeys do it the other way because that's like a built-in handle.
Hmm. Well, we do it our way to show dominance over the monkeys. Because we don't need it. We don't need a handle.
You're right.
Plates and silverware.
You're right.
I am annoyed at the current craze. This isn't current, but I feel like since 2020, there's been a craze of like baking. And it is, I love my wife, Gemma. It is annoying sometimes we'll get bananas and absolutely we let 3 or 4 go bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're sitting on the table and they're browned or blackened. And I'm like,
you want to toss them.
I'm like, time to get rid of the bananas. And then Gemma's like, whoa, 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 whoa. And I'm like, what's up? And she's like, that's the perfect ripeness for banana bread. And I'm like, no, these are bad. And she's like, that's what, for banana bread, they're supposed to be like overly soft or like. And so then it's like, we're going to make banana bread, but then they'll sit there
right.
a couple days longer. And then I'm like, well, now we can't eat.
But that is fun to think about, like, instead of just throwing a food out, turning into a cake. Like, this steak's not looking so good. Well, let's make steak cake. It's fine. It's the perfect consistency. We can just turn everything into a baked good when it goes bad.
During the pandemic, I did get sold on, like, I bought a something called a Yo Nana machine.
Oh.
And it was basically, it was like, it made...
Oh, here we go with the Yo Nana jokes. Yo Nana is so old.
Fat. Yeah.
Yo Nana's so fat. I got extra potassium. It made it so you could make ice cream out of bananas.
Hmm.
Basically. So you would take a banana that was almost at its time and then you'd freeze it, and then it had like a little device where you could put it in the thing with like some other mixture, and then it would give the consistency of ice cream, but you weren't eating ice cream, you're eating like a banana yogurt almost.
Hmm.
It wasn't good.
No, it doesn't sound good. Going back to ripe, I think it's interesting because ripe is like ready to eat, but also if something smells ripe, if you say that to somebody, that's not a good thing.
It's true.
Yes.
You don't want to smell ripe. So it kind of has both meanings there. Like, oof, I worked all day. I smell ripe. I better turn myself into bread, apparently.
A lot of yeast going on.
Maybe that's how the person got the idea. Like, ooh, I'm pretty ripe. Yeast. Wait a minute.
Wait a second.
Hold on a minute.
Look at this big mic on the counter.
What do you... I like a banana straight up, but I'm not a big fan of bananas in stuff or things flavored with banana.
I like them. Any way, every way. I feel like banana, pineapple, cherry, raspberry, those four, I can't imagine anything I wouldn't eat that's flavored or includes any of those four ingredients.
Hmm.
Blueberry, get the fuck out of here. Disgusting.
Oh,
blueberries are nasty.
I've come around. I'm team blueberry.
I like blueberries.
I eat blueberries every day. Yeah.
This also goes back to I don't like warm fruit.
Doesn't have to be warm.
So I don't like pies. I don't like any sort of pies that have cherries or apples or that. That's why I don't think I like banana bread, because it's warmed up. I like it in a cold state. I don't like when a fruit is warm.
Well, you don't have to eat it right out of the oven. You can let it sit and then eat it. Would that help?
Nah, but it was at one point. And I know. You can't lie to me.
I saw something online. I'm going to send it to you. It's called a yo-berry. And you could just put blueberries in there. Along
yo
with
berry,
another mixer.
It's your cousin. It's your cousin. Yo-berry. Yo-nana. You know that new sound you were looking for? What are your guys' favorite fruits? Mount Rushmore fruits.
Honeycrisp apple, number one.
Specifically Honeycrisp. The most boring apple.
Absolutely not. Okay. Super flavorful. Amazing.
I do like apples.
It's the only apple with a patent on it because it's a combination of five different apples. Any more questions?
No, I don't think I asked that question.
I think watermelon is up there. Blueberries went from I do not like them at all to I really do like them. So they're going to be up there for
you
me.
You and my daughter. You and my daughter, big blueberry fans.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it something where it's like most blueberries we eat aren't real blueberries or something? Is that a thing?
Yeah, you get them at Marshall's.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're like, made by nature.
Yeah, yeah. They're not. Like, you don't. You. Those were never in a grocery store. You know that, right?
No.
They were not.
Brett and I went to. We at some point were invited to the McDonald's headquarters in Chicago, where we were the guests of a McDonald's head chef. And I know that sounds like a joke, but McDonald's does have a head chef. So we were the guests of the head chef, and he was giving us a tour of the McDonald's headquarters and everything. And he said something that blew my mind, which was. He said something about like they make blueberry muffins or something,
or
blueberry parfait. And he said, if McDonald's were to take the blueberry parfait that they offer on their menu and take it from like 6 blueberries per cup per parfait to 7 blueberries per cup per parfait or something, he said that like the world supply of blueberries would like cease to exist. So, something along those lines of like, it would make blueberries a rarity, a scarcity.
Yeah.
Which to me is insane, like the
buying power and
yes,
yeah.
Did you guys ever go like fruit picking of any kind?
We went strawberry picking.
Yeah, I've done strawberry picking
in Ohio. That's fun.
I don't do it. I don't like fields and bugs.
Yeah, it was kind of fun to do, you know. But you walk by all the baskets that are already full of strawberries that you could just buy.
Yeah,
farm.
I mean, yeah,
and you go pick your own. And I know my brother and I, it turned into us throwing rotten strawberries at each other. But that was fun. It was a fun thing to do.
It's a novelty.
No, there's bees out there. I don't like bees. Yeah. I don't want to get sting. And if I get stung, then I'm walking in fields of gold.
You don't want to get sting.
Remember me as I walk in fields of gold.
It is funny of like there's a novelty to it. Like I remember as a kid picking strawberries and be like, this is fun. Like we're doing it. And then you realize at some point, they're tricking you into work?
Yeah, a little bit. Or you're kind of paying more for the labor.
Yeah, it's kind of insane.
It is, but it's a fun activity.
And you're not getting, this is also true with like pumpkin patches, which I love going to. You're not getting the creme de la creme. If you go to a pumpkin patch, they're the most gnarled, grotesque, misshapen,
fucking
nasty boys.
They already set the prize pigs out to fancy places. Yeah.
And I love carving up a nasty pig, but they're funky.
Also, if you see a good pumpkin right when you walk in, you're going to carry 10 pounds around the whole time while you're going to look at other stuff.
You get a little wagon.
Yeah, you got to get the wagon.
And I'm carrying a wagon around.
You don't carry the wagon, you roll it, Brett. What are you doing?
That's your problem.
That's all the wagons at my pumpkin patch, they got no wheel on the front.
Brett's at a Whole Foods lifting a cart above his head.
That's not a wagon, that's a dragon.
Oh, there it is.
There it is.
Yeah. Would it be? I don't know. Like, instead of strawberry picking, like, if you went to a farm, you're like, what's this? Oh, it's like you get your own chicken, and you have to, like, go slaughter your own.
Ooh, boy, if that was a thing, like, killing a cow or, like, a pig,
yeah,
would people do it?
I
bet you
they
would.
I don't.
Sickos would do it.
I don't think a lot of people would do it. No.
No.
No. Nobody's going to be like, here, Tommy, hold the bolt gun.
Force him down the abattoir. Yeah. Chase him. Yeah, that's not a thing.
You wouldn't go to a cow farm and just Antoine Chigurh some cows the whole time.
Thank you for putting the emphasis on Chigurh. You can just say sugar.
It's a 50-50, call it.
Dude, there is a movie that I think it's actually, and I've said before, I'm not a fan of like musicals, but this kid's movie I liked and my kids watched it a lot. It was called Lyle Lyle Crocodile. Was with Javier Bardem.
So how did No Country... thank you. I was going to say, how did we get from No Country for Old Men to Lyle Lyle Crocodile? Okay.
Javier Bardem is in it. And there's a great... Like, I legitimately listened to this one song from Lyle Lyle Crocodile by myself. I really like it. It's called Take a Look at Us Now. And, you know, it's this movie... You know, he plays this, like, boisterous, happy guy and all this. And I showed my daughter...
The movie is he's a cartoon, but everyone else is real life, right?
No, he's supposedly a real crocodile, CGI, but he can talk. Or he can't talk. He can just sing. He doesn't speak, but he can just sing songs. I had to afterwards, I was like... Because my daughter was like, my mind was blown because I was like, my Javier Bardem is very different than this Javier Bardem. So I showed her like the No Country for Old Men trailer and I was like, this is the guy.
You see showed her the trailer?
Yeah, well, I just parts to show like what how terrifying he was holding that, like walking around with that bolt gun. I was like, this is the guy that I know.
I love the idea of being like,
you had to prove to your daughter like, this isn't.
I was honestly
normally is.
Proving his versatility. The guy is very talented. He's a great actor.
He's a chameleon. I love the idea of like going through a book or something and being like, oh, you're learning about the Prime Meridian. Fun. Here's Dad's Meridian. Pull out Cormac McCarthy's Blood Meridian and be like, read this and get back to me about how fun meridians are.
Well, it wasn't just shatter her dreams. It was more like, I was just like, you got to see this guy's versatility.
The Skyfall. He's terrifying in Skyfall.
Oh, and he was good in Vicky Cristina Barcelona, too.
Would you guys consider yourself, I believe he calls his fans Bardemocrats? Are you a Bardemocrat?
I'm a, no, didn't work. I was going to say Javier Publican. I don't know what the opposite of that is. I'm not.
I'm a Javier Bardem boy.
I like that. Brett, we'll let you have that. And we'll let Rob say his word.
Yes. My word is steep.
Ooh, prices can be steep. Hills can be steep.
Mm-hmm. Mountains can be steep. Stairways. Honestly,
tea can be steeped.
It can be steeped. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had very steep stairs in the last house I lived in Chicago. Like they were like straight up. It wasn't fun. It was when I lived on State Street. Like we were on that fourth floor, and you know, it was all stairs.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like a normal, it felt like it was just way straight up.
All
like
stairs as opposed to like, there was also a slide?
No, you know what I mean.
No, I know.
See, some stairs are at a better angle than others. Like sure. These just felt like you were like scaling like a wall.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever fall down the stairs?
I did. I had knee surgery.
Can you reenact the sound you made? You can just say yes or no if you're not going to do it.
Is he thinking about it? Or did he silently fall down the stairs? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, you wouldn't know. I didn't know. You guys weren't there. If a Brett falls in the hallway, do you even know? Does he make a sound?
There was a house in when we went to college.
New Orleans.
Thank you, the animals.
And these girls and friends lived there, and they would throw house parties. Their basement steps somehow always got, like, wet. And you would just be in the basement drinking, and somebody would fall down the stairs, and it happened countless times. I fell
like
down, those,
down
stairs.
The stairs.
Absolutely, it happened countless times every night. You'd just be drinking, and all of a sudden you just go, poof. And it was just so funny because their stairs, for whatever reason, got slick, and they—I don't know if it was the paint, I don't know what it was—but you just went straight down those stairs.
I mean, maybe they home alone the stairs. You know, maybe
they did.
Maybe someone put some mm-hmm. some.
The wet bandits would have a hard time in that house.
What's the, I think we've all seen this movie. Oh, what is it
the
called?
The People Under the
Nothing
Stairs?
But Trouble.
Oh, yes.
Nothing But Trouble. One of my favorite bad movies. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good movie.
But I think it's good.
It has some rough parts.
Sure.
I feel like there's something in that house where they try and climb up the stairs and it turns into a slide. Like,
yep.
Yeah, right. He pulls the lever and they go flat. Mm-hmm. So they sell, I can't do it at my current house, but I see it a lot on Instagram where they sell a slide that you can put on your stairs for like your kids.
Yeah. My brother bought that for his son.
I feel like if I had the right house, I'd be okay with it.
Yeah.
But right now, my stairs are like my front door, and there's not a lot of give at the bottom.
Right.
So I couldn't buy it now because like you just go through the door.
Yeah. But with the right house, you're right. That would be really fun for kids to get to slide down the stairs every morning. They would.
I've seen some houses with like slides built into the house, like not even on the stairs.
That's just
like
shooting yourself in the foot for resale value. Because you really have to hope somebody's like wants a slide in their house.
You have to hope you're getting like a blank check situation where it's like some 10-year-old was hit by a car and a skateboard by a billionaire. He's going to buy the house. That's all he wants. He wants like Tarzan ropes and slides.
Now, Adam, famously you hate roller coasters, but do you like water slides?
I like some. I don't like the water slides where you might fly out, where it's like
the luge.
A half
like you
cup?
Don't like the
yeah.
The half cup I don't like.
No.
Yeah, the one where you can fly up. But I do like a good tube water slides.
Were you zig and zag? Those are good. Or you sit in an inner tube and kind of go around. Yeah. Those are kind of fun. Yeah, yeah. Even if there's a little.
Yeah, I don't like the straight drop ones. I agree. I don't like the toilet bowl ones at all, where it's just like, I feel like any point, yeah, you can just go flying off the edge.
I feel like TikTok, YouTube, et cetera, have ruined a lot of things for me. Because even with water slides, like, I'm like, I would enjoy those if they're fully covered. And now I've seen ones where, like, people get stuck in those, or, like, somebody will send down another person too quickly.
Ooh.
And they get, like, you know,
bashed in the head.
I feel like the world becoming a smaller place has made me terrified of everything now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. It's the same claustrophobic type situation.
Do you know what's fun, though? Because, like, if you've ever been on one, like, the two inner tubes where two people ride in it, right? Like, I would go with my brother, yeah. We would go down, and then I would go in with my dad, and it's a different ride. It's fast. Because he's like,
oh,
a much bigger
weight?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's a totally different ride. You're like, oh, Jesus Christ. This is a lot faster than it was the first time.
How long you steep your tea for? You guys tea boys?
I'm not a tea.
You guys tea bagging? You guys tea bagging all the time? You don't like tea at all?
Only
like
if I don't have a voice and I have a... like, that's the only time I would ever do it. If I needed to talk, okay. I don't really care for the... I love coffee so much. If I'm drinking a hot drink, I'm just going to drink coffee.
It's true. I do love coffee, but I don't like hot coffee. Wow. I like cold coffee, mm-hmm. but I like hot tea. But sometimes it's too hot and I want to enjoy it.
You want
to? So usually I let it steep for like 15 minutes, I feel like. Wow. I feel like it's a long time.
That's a long steep. That's kind of
too
steep.
Long.
That's a steep steep.
That's a steep steep. This is turning into an episode of Seinfeld.
Yeah, but I feel like when I saw...
You need a brief steep. Brief steep. Don't steep steep. Brief steep.
Jerry, you got a steep steep. Don't be cheap.
Where were you? I was steeping. I was steeping. I steeped through my job interview.
Now, Brett, you do Kramer.
Oh no, that was my Kramer.
I got this buddy, Bob Sacramento. He'll let you steep for hours.
Did you say Bob Sacramento?
No, Bob Sacramento.
Oh, that's good too. Both were good.
Well, that's his buddy's name.
Oh, it really is? Jeez, I'm rewatching Seinfeld right now. I didn't pick up on that.
Oh, really? Oh, you'll get to it. You'll get to it. Yeah, or then even then I'll put a piece of ice in there because it's just too hot. It's just too hot, but
fuck?
It's delicious.
I don't think you like tea.
No, it's just
or
too
hot.
Tea. I want to enjoy
it. Doesn't sound like you like hot drinks at all.
I just want to enjoy it, you know? I just want to, like, I got this guy and he's like, you got to get some.
Oh, Sebastian Maliscalchi. So Brett's like, I like my coffee cold. I like my tea hot. I let it sit for 24 hours. I put ice cubes in it. And then I slurp it down hot, piping hot.
It's just, I don't know.
I've got a yo tea. Like, but I like, put it in there with a mixture. It comes out perfect.
I love a hot tea. I love a hot soup.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. The liquid, I just want to, when I drink it, I want to enjoy it. I feel like it's too uncomfortable. That first sip, like when it's hot, you don't know. And it can either like annihilate your mouth or it could be like, oh, this is very enjoyable.
Do you steep anything else other than tea? You do, right? Is there anything else that can be steeped?
I feel like you put a bay leaf in something. That's a bit of steeping to some degree. Maybe not.
Yeah.
I try to think on the fly. I don't know if there's...
I don't know if you do.
Coffee and tea, basically. Anything
granular.
You
just like really slowly, slowly enjoy carry or to steep in King Book. Sorry. Just really sit in chapter two for a while? No? Okay.
Yeah, yeah I guess
so. Some real loose leaf papers here. I guess I pieced the story together myself. I did not.
I think you steep black velvet.
What's this now?
From you? Well, black velvet, you have to let that steepy nix.
Okay.
All right.
I feel like just in the past few
steepy
years.
Steepy Ray Vaughan? I had nothing for him. Sorry.
The sky is crying. Better let that water steep.
Sorry, Adel, I interrupted you.
I'm so sorry.
I don't even know what I was going to say. In the last couple of years, I've found myself enjoying tea more and more because Gemma's dad is British.
Mm.
So there's a lot of tea in the house and when we go visit and stuff. And I have found, I forget the freaking name of it. I like smoky tea. So there's a tea. It's basically like drinking a campfire, which is what I want.
That sounds kind of good.
Yeah, Lapsang something. Let's take a look here. I also like green tea.
You know
who
can take a look?
What's that?
Steepy Wonder.
Oh, he's a listener of the show, Brett. It is Lapsang Souchong tea from Twinning. Tiger Blood Twinning. Lapsang Shushang. So if you like smoking
this. Lapsang Shushang.
Mm-hmm. Lapsang. And then Souchong. Lapsang Shushang.
I did go to a really, really, really nice tea shop in California one time. And it was, I mean, they had over like 500 types of trees.
That's a dispensary.
It was crazy. I mean, it really was. I felt that way. I was getting it as a gift. And I was getting it for a gift of someone who recently had had COVID and they were still dealing with like tasting issues or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I got them this really botanical tea. And when I gave it to her, she drank it. And she was like, that was like the first thing that like exploded like my taste buds and everything.
Mm.
Like it was just like, it was like so overpowering, so over like, you know, whatever, herbal and stuff like that. She was like, that like kickstarted like getting my taste back. So
That's pretty.
I don't know what kind of tea it was. I don't remember what I bought, but for folks out there maybe dealing with taste issues.
There you go.
You can drink some fucking tea, man.
You know, I did. I was at vacation one time at a beach and I went to a tea shop and they had like, you know, same shit, different island. They had my parents went on vacation and all I got is this lousy t-shirt. It was like, it was pretty cool.
High quality teas.
Yeah,
high quality teas.
High quality teas.
Oh, high quality teas. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Guys, not to put my foot down. We can do 10 or 20 more and then we do have to stop. This is a steep year, so we could we could do a few more, but we do have a limit. What's the, there's a good tea. Whenever I go to New Orleans, there's a good tea that's, what is the tea they have there? I'm not as think as you drunk I am.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Which is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's always a good one. Time.
There's a t-shirt that a friend of the show and my friend, Alex Fendrich, always wants to get off the ground. And I think it's a great idea for a shirt. And the shirt just says, I've been fatter.
Hmm.
I like it.
And is it, do you purposely oversize it?
Ooh.
No, it's just a fun, it's either I've been fatter, I've been bigger. It's just a fun shirt to have. It's just like, anybody wears it's like, I've been bigger than this.
I do love the idea. I like that. I love the idea of like carrying around as like a anecdote, like my friend has this t-shirt. He's trying to get off the ground. Like, okay, what is, you know,
we've talked about it several times of how we got to make it. We just, no one ever does it.
What was that improv warm up thing with about
my
t-shirts?
My busted tees.
It's just called the t-shirt game, right?
It's called my busted tees.
Yeah.
So we're going to do a round of it. So what happens is, Rob, you're going to think of a slogan.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and this is
a
segment we call "Whose Word Is It Anyway?" Go ahead.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And also give credit, right? Isn't this Bill Arnett created?
I don't know
this game?
Who created it. Let's say Bill Arnett.
I thought it was Bill Arnett. Honestly,
let's give him credit.
Let's say it is.
Bill Arnett.
Okay, so I'm thinking of a
Bill
slogan.
Arnett's tease. You're going to think of a slogan. So it could be anything at all. It could be "Here's to the future."
Yep.
Brett, you're going to think of any image at all.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Cool. Let me know when you both have your thing.
I have it.
Great. Rob, you let me know when you have yours. Could be the more the merrier.
Yes.
Could
be... Yep.
Yeah. I'm just trying to buy time while you think.
Yeah.
I got one. All right. I'm ready. All right. The image is.
Hold on. Rob, do you have yours?
Yes.
Okay. The image is a cat. And he's standing on his legs. He's opening the refrigerator.
Oh, no.
The refrigerator is just full of sardines.
Mine was literally, I'm hangry. As soon as you said fridge, I was like, come on.
I'm going to tell you right now, the best part of the game is it always makes sense.
And then
you'll never not be wrong.
And then later that cat's hanging from a tree limb and it says hangry in there. So now, Rob, you'll think of an image.
Mm-hmm.
I will think of a phrase or word or slogan. So Perfect. Give me a minute here.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, great. So it's a guy in a red Jeep Wrangler. So like there's no like roof, right? He's got sunglasses on. He's smoking a cigar. And there are two women standing up in the back holding surfboards.
Great. And the slogan is, I don't shit for anyone. So that kind of works.
It always works.
Brazen guy, full of confidence.
All right, we got to complete the round. So, Adel, you think of the image. Brett, you think of the slogan.
Okay, thinking of the slogan. Okay, I got a slogan.
Okay, so the image is a kid. He's at like a stream or a creek, and he has one foot on one side of the creek and one foot on the other side, and he's kind of stuck in the middle, kind of shaking, like he's too scared to commit to one side or the other.
It's always breakfast time.
That's how you play the t-shirt game.
That's how you play it. That's how you play
fun
it.
For
it's
hours.
A fantastic game.
Take it to your
fun
family.
For hours. Yep. It never will not, I don't think. I think it works every single
time. It does. When the lights go, when the power goes out, and you just have a bunch of flashlights, you don't have any board games, just do that. Yeah. Just do that with your family.
But if the power is on, make sure you send us an email at twapod@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And send us... you know, whatever you want. You
your
know, you
favorite
got things.
Your favorite tees.
Your favorite
t-shirts. Your real
yeah,
thoughts.
Your
or
t-shirts.
If you really know where the clothes at Marshalls and TJ Maxx come from, let us know.
Yeah. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong.
It's a medicine ball. It can be done.
It's like, say, the burgers at Carl's Jr.'s, they're not... So, they never even went to Hardee's. Like, so... They so the cows
dude, that would be fucking insane that if Carl's Jr.
the beef so the cows that make the beef for Carl's Jr.'s they typically they're like you know they have three legs or like their tail is like ingrown but don't think you're getting like real that's not like don't think you're getting like Hardee's beef.
What
that's,
if you went
that
to
sounds like you Brett
Carl's Jr.'s basement. Brett, you should sum up the words that we used this episode.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Let's sum it up. You know, because obviously, you know, we got nautical dudes, you know. We were cruising. We were having a good time. We were letting the sun hit us, and our skin was getting all ripe in the sun. You know, we went from a pale green to a beautiful yellow, yeah. And, you know.
I think Brett thinks nautical is a sister term for radical.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it can be. I mean, that's the same way you say nautical dude. Hey, nautical dude. In the recap, Adel, the words can mean fucking anything.
Nautical.
As long as they make sense in my recap, okay?
Nautical by nature?
This
yeah,
sounds
not
like,
that I hate you.
It's not a recap. Okay? This is straight cap. Sorry, Brett.
Yeah. Well, anyways, you know, my favorite actress is Meryl Streep.
Of course.
No doubt about that.
Mm-mm.
Was that all three?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Brett. We'll cut you a check for $50, which is what we do for your bullshit little recap every episode.
Yeah, dude, I'm swimming it. I'm swimming it and nautically swimming in $50 checks. What sucks is they're not real checks. I can't cash them.
Yeah, but it's the principle. It's, you know, it's an award. Frame them. You should frame them. Put them on your fridge, whatever you want to do. Let the cat open the fridge.
It's full of sardines.
And so are you, Brett. And so are you.
The Word Association is Brett Lyons, Adel Rafai, and Rob White. The Word Association theme song was written and performed by Arnie Parrott. Editing was done by me, Julia W.D. Harrison. If you'd like to send a word or two along, please email the show at twapod@gmail.com.
We're going to have a first TWA-sponsored naughty call. We're going to rent a boat. Out of Orlando, not Orlando, I think that's not near the ocean. Let's go Tampa.